So, Kasana, we've talked about the fact that TKIs, which are really VEGF-based, are effective with this disease, and now checkpoint inhibitors. We know, for example, with renal cell, we're seeing combinations. Your colleague, Dr. Motzer, looking at TKIs and checkpoint inhibitors. And now we saw atezolizumab and bevacizumab. This is a phase 1b study. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So if we all recall, this was first reported at ASCO, and I have to say that it was a poster, and appropriately so, even though this poster got a lot of attention because of a response rate, which was 60%, and in some subcategory in regard to hep C, it was up to 72%. However, I give a lot of credit for the investigators because their review at ESMO was now on a larger cohort. It was now 73 patients, and if anything, it dropped the response rate from the kind of like aspirational 60-70% all the way to 30%. So now the question is, what does it mean? And could it be that a certain interaction between the atezo as a anti-PD-L1 and the bev as anti-VEGF, very possible, because as we know, the same like, you know, in the front of any army operation, you need to get the material to the front. You need to get the food to the soldiers. And same thing, the VEGF, it will be very critical. And cutting that supply will be very important as part of the process of how the anti-PD-1 and anti-PD-L1 and the anti-CTLA-4 will operate. So I would say it's intriguing. Definitely, it requires further evaluation, and I'm glad to see that the trial is ongoing to really assess what it means. But I wouldn't necessarily, and most importantly, I would not go and use it on patients yet. It's way too early to really consider that this is a standard of care in any way, shape, or form.
Tim, any thoughts about this? Are you excited about the idea? We have seen in lung cancer chemo, checkpoint, and bevacizumab with some encouraging results. What do you think in general about this strategy of an anti-angiogenic and a checkpoint inhibitor, and of this data specifically?
So, you know, again, I want to echo, you know, what Ghassan just said. This is very early data. Obviously, we're jumping already. The phase 3 study is already on its way and enrolling patients, so we need to wait what the data is. But there's a good scientific rationale for this. You know, I mentioned the idea of using vascular targeting agents and feeding this, but we know that VEGF has multiple other effects, at least we believe that it has on the tumor microenvironment, which, you know, we have been studying in this disease. So, you know, it doesn't come out of the blue that we see these responses, but, you know, the bottom line to take home is we have to wait if this is true.